back to the Voice of the Vikings podcast. My name's Kaylee, and I'm here with
Daryl.
I'm Pharrell. Today, we're going to start off this new segment called Am I in the Wrong? Because Kaylee won't let me say the A word on here. But basically, we're going to be reading off short stories and discussing whether or not we feel like the person's in the wrong.
Yes, so controversial takes.
The one that I have today is called, are you guys ready for this one?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a surprise. So.
I'm really excited for this one.
Okay. I'm geeked.
I love this. Am I the asshole for not caring that my ex has cancer?
Yes. Like, how
Your
could
ex?
You not?
Not really.
I, 27 female, had my first relationship right after graduating high school, and it lasted 4 years. Oh, so all of college, okay. Yeah. I was straight, lace shy, and super socially awkward kid. I made friends with a guy in my class who practically the opposite of me, outgoing, liked to party, take lots of risk, and overall wanted to have a good time and didn't take anything too seriously. We dated for 4 years. We honestly should have never dated. Oh. It was a train wreck of a relationship. One of my deal breakers was smoking. For personal reasons, I didn't want to deal with it regards to it. She just said so. I don't know what that means. He, however, told me he didn't smoke only for me to find out he did. Now, you probably are wondering why I never just left. You see, that was where the begging, crying, and promising to change part came in, which gullible me would give in and say okay to every time. He just continued to lie through the relationship, but it wasn't just for smoking, but many other things. I found out he was telling everyone I was some gold digger despite me paying for 70% of our dates and
things. Oh my God.
While he crashed in my place, he did not crashed respect too? A no in terms of intimacy. Told me he almost cheated
almost
on me.
Almost cheated?
And he was...
Girl, you went all the way.
So for real.
He was never reliable or on time for anything. Being with him made me into the ugliest version of myself. Anyways, eventually after 4 years, he dumped me. Claimed he hated me and was embarrassed to be seen with me. It is what it is. I was heartbroken for a bit. 4 years of fairly manipulative relationship kind of took its toll on me, and I was probably fairly attached to him. I entered my young adult phase with no sense of identity either and never took the chance to explore and develop myself. 9 months later, he messaged me on my birthday.
Disrespectful.
He happy birthdayed his way back to her life. That's crazy.
Yo. Shake my head for
real. All he had to say was, I know there's nothing to be happy about right now, but happy birthday. At that point, something clicked. I was low-key flourishing during lockdown.
This is like a trauma bond.
So he could speak for himself. I messaged him to delete my number and proceeded to block him on everything. I figured that bridge was burned. Time to move on.
I don't
want to bring baggage into my new friendships/relationships. 5 years later, I'm happy, pretty content.
Damn, that's the longest.
I know. Yeah. When out of nowhere, my best friend messages me saying my ex reached out to her. He claimed he wanted to give me a letter since he assumed I was still mad at him. He claimed he wanted to thank me for a lot of things, but also invite me to his funeral if I would go because he was dying from stage 3 cancer. Well, my response to my friend was, What's any of that got to do with me?
No, really.
She was a little surprised, said he never treated me well, but that's what he was going through was awful. Others shared similar sentiment. Don't get me wrong, what he is going through is devastating, but it literally does not impact my life. My circle is small, but I am a ride or die for those people in my circle. And he removed himself a long time ago. I gave him my email for the letter. Should I have more empathy, or am I jaded?
Girl, no.
I'm sorry,
that's it.
No.
It just goes really deep. You have, I don't know, I think she should care because, like, when you have so many layers of a relationship that you've, like, have been through, and then, like, there's
negative
always...
Negative layers, though.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there's that.
I really do see where she's coming from. Like, do I necessarily agree? No.
He's talking about
do I necessarily
that got
agree?
Nothing to do with me is crazy.
No. But I get it just because it's, like... She was in, like, literally the worst place of her life when she was with him.
4 years.
But out of, honestly... Honest respect, I would have gone. Like, I would have gone to the funeral and just been like,
yeah, no, yeah.
Shown, like, You know, because just like I spent, this person was a very large part of my life for a really long time. So I get it.
In the most negative way, though. Like,
true. No, you're right.
Like, it's not even like a big part of my life for 4 years. It was 4 years, like you took four years of my life away. And in college, that's like
all of college.
And now I'm supposed to still be there for you after all that time.
It's like, yeah, what you're going through is absolutely terrible, one of the worst things that can happen to another person, but like we have been apart for a while now. Like it's been 5 years. So that's a little,
I think it's really just like two perspectives of the situation of someone that's like a victim of like potential abuse, depending on what went down the relationship.
I think definitely emotional abuse,
and then like someone that like It's like literally a trauma bond is like what that is. And like someone that's wanting to disengage from it.
Shouldn't feel like you have to be there.
Yeah. It felt like he's almost like guilting her. Kind of. Like, well, okay, maybe not. That may be a little crazy to say.
I mean, it depends. Like, we don't know the people. Well. We don't know who they are. I mean, you know. Anyways, So.
Next segment, guys.
Yeah. It's pretty disgusting and icky.
Yeah. Now, after hearing that, I feel icked out. Like, that was not
after
it.
Uncomfortable.
I think I need a shower for how icky I am right now.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. So, we're going to discuss those disgusting
topics.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be talking about some pet peeves and icks.
Right.
But yeah. Who wants to start us off?
I feel like
I will.
I was going to say, I know you do. I know you have a lot.
Yeah.
Are you cold, by the way? You are like,
no, she's comfy.
I'm chilling.
Okay.
I'm chilling.
Yeah, it's valid.
It's one in particular, school related, unorganized people. Not I left my book in my bag, not I left it at home, not I don't have everything with me. It's the fact that we know your mom doesn't pay for your school.
Yeah.
We know you're doing financial aid. And you come here and you do absolutely nothing. Mm. And then you come to me. And then you ask for everything and I give it to you and you're still unprepared.
Is this targeted?
Like,
is this targeted? Is this targeted? Yeah, how'd I know? You know what this makes you think of? In like middle school, there was some girl who like came to school and there was like time to like give our teacher her homework. And she was like, oh, I can't. And everyone was like, why? And she was like, I forgot my backpack. I was like, what? It was like this one thing, the one thing everyone here has. You just left your mind. Like that amount of, granted, the girl was like 12. But like, it's still like,
12, it's okay.
Still like the disorganization for me is just so... I can't.
No.
But particularly you, since this is your,
people
like...
People forget that.
Where, like, do you draw the line? Like, where is it okay to be, like... Where do you think it's okay to be disorganized?
This is targeted.
Yeah, how'd I know?
That is okay.
Yeah. So, okay, there is this particular person that, for instance, example, they kept coming up to me while I'm studying and doing my homework to try to talk to me and give me these really annoying questions about work. Like, I can tell that you want to take the relationship farther, but I really, really don't.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, coming to me with all these questions about work, because that's, like, the only reason, like, that you would come up to me. Like, you don't want to make it, like, too obvious. I can understand that. But it's, like, one time in class, you're asking me, you're stopping me literally from leaving and try to ask me, like, hey, do we have review today? Hey, do we have this thing today? I'm like, yes. And then you come to class. Mm. It is an open book test, and you have absolutely nothing.
No.
I just told you,
it's like you that
we
fail.
Have.
No.
I tell you when we have a test. Nope. I tell you when we have review. I tell you when we have this and that. And then you still come to class unprepared and unorganized. And, like, you don't come to class at all.
It's giving mother.
It's like... don't you want to do well? Like, you're even if you are paying for this out of pocket, you're literally paying to be here, and you don't want to be here. And I can understand that, but like, you're not even trying. Like, you won't be here, or you just like won't be prepared for anything. It's like,
that's crazy.
How are these people's grades looking?
Okay, so I think like it's so crucial. Like, as yourself to like really get to know yourself and trust yourself and be able to like actually care about yourself and take care of yourself, like I just said, because being organized is the top of the list of your life, is knowing your day-to-day, what I need to do, what needs to get done. And if you're like throwing that out the door, you're throwing yourself out the door. Like, there's no progress there.
It's so cool to have good grades. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, it's relatable to like me, like, oh, I didn't study for this. Like, okay, right, once that's or twice. Valid, yeah. Right. This entire semester. Like,
come on now. Like, that's a waste.
It's so cool to have A's, guys.
It's so. It just looks nice.
It looks great.
It's satisfying.
It's so satisfying.
You can take that like, to your parents.
I just got 100 on a math quiz and I was like.
Period.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go call my grandma.
Boom.
I'm gonna go tell her about this. Yeah. Grandma, if you're watching, I got 100 on my math
take
quiz.
Take a picture, send it to you.
You're
mom.
Welcome. That one's for you.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. Some people, they just have not grown up yet, and that's okay. Yeah. Everyone grows up at different rates of time. Like, you know, I've had that talk with my parents before. Like, people that I know from, like, actually, I can't say that.
Nah.
I was gonna say from my hometown, but I don't know who's gonna watch. But yeah, I've had like that conversation with my parents, and yeah, like people grow at different rates of their life, and people's frontal lobes start developing at different times in life. And like, I'm grateful enough that I would like to say I'm an intuitive person. I like to know my spaces and get comfortable with my spaces and allow growth in those spaces. And not everyone has gotten to that point yet or will. So
that's so bad. Because some people really never grow up. Yeah. No, honestly.
Yeah, shit.
Fully developed lobe at 25, but, you know, sometimes they're kind of just too stuck in their ways.
Yeah.
And they never really grow up, and it's just kind of how it is.
It's stubborn. When people are stubborn, they're hurting themselves.
Stubborn, lazy people are just the most, like, why? Like, don't. Yeah. Like, why? What a waste of a human being. I'm saying.
That's brutal.
A waste of a human being. The amount of people that could be born and you're
crazy
here
work.
Is so, like, stuck. Like, it's not, it's because it's not even, like, people are, like, telling them, hey, like, you should do this. And they're like, no, I want to keep doing this. What I'm doing right now. And I'm like, but it's just not.
They just need the motivation. Maybe they're not having the best.
Yeah.
And then there's that. Like, I think when it comes to people that are, you know, struggling in a sense that like, they're showing it in ways that can be viewed as annoying or just, like, just not helpful. Like, that could be a way of, like, unconsciously asking for help in a sense, like looking up to someone that has their stuff together, like you, which might be like an example of like why like they're asking you a million questions, like maybe they look up to you in a sense, which I guess that'd be flattering.
I guess. I don't really show like I have it. I mean, honestly, like I just kind of go with the flow. I've always kind of been that person, so I don't really know exactly the reason, because like I'm just kind of like. I'm just like, you're right. Like, yeah. I just kind of go with the flow. I wish I can, like, give people motivational speeches about this type of stuff, but I really don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of.
You're just here.
No one has their stuff together.
Yeah, no one has their stuff 100% together, and that's fine, but at least putting a little bit of effort into it is going to make everything so much better.
It makes a big difference, because, like, literally, like, reflecting from my high school life to now my college life, my priorities changed, and that's just part of growing up. But
Kaylee
like,
was an entirely different person. Like, I'm not allowed to say on camera, but Kaylee was an entirely different person.
Yeah, so anyone from my hometown that's watching this, yes, like, I am a changed woman in a sense. And if you don't want to follow along with my life journey, that's fine. Like, go watch other social media stuff. Like, I'm just on your phone. I'm just on your YouTube. I'm on your platforming audio book, whatever the hell. Not
Spotify,
audio book.
Spotify.
Audio playlist, whatever.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to listen to my voice, gladly. I don't know why you're watching, actually.
Is this for your enemies? Is that what this is?
Yeah, like my narcissist people out there. Hey, you need to stop being a narcissist.
Please.
Anyways,
Goodness. Where
were we talking about before that?
Pet peeves.
So back to my college life. So from my high school life to my college life, literally. So I'm from a small school, so I had to deal with the small environment. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, Hudson Valley is not a huge campus, but it's enough to, like, get to know more about other people and other environments and engage with different things. And that has helped me literally be successful in my own social environments and to my internal self. Mm. So, yeah. life is beautiful sometimes, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's disgusting, and I'm like, messy. Why is this my life? Can it not be my life? Can we move
on? That's okay to have those types of thoughts. It only triggers the happier
ones. It's just a sign that you care, like low-key. It's just a sign that you care about life.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. That reminded me of something. So, like, there, I heard this thing of this person on TikTok, and they said that you trying to love yourself is you loving yourself because you're trying to care about yourself.
Boom.
So, like, and that to me, like, clicked.
Preach.
I was like, I needed to hear this sooner than later. Like, I, like, warmed. That, like, opened a part of me.
Yeah.
So.
Do you feel developing. Like your third eye opened?
Yes, there it is.
What are some of your pet peeves? She's
do
like,
I gotta think
about this. Let me get the list. Hold on.
This is the list.
Guys, you don't do the list.
Some of my pet peeves are like people with like ripped jeans and like a lot of tattoos. Like, I just can't do it. It doesn't make any sense to me. And glasses.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, I was just about to say.
And bangs, bro. Yeah, oh, like my bangs. God. Don't even get me started on bangs.
I don't really like brunette hair. Yeah. Uggs are not that cute. Yeah,
Uggs are ugly. They are. I don't get it. Guys. I just don't get it. Jesus. It's and if you're, team. Like, if you're under 5 foot, like, I just can't respect you.
You're under 5 foot.
She's 4'11".
She's 4'11".
That's so funny. 4'11 is 3/4, guys. I'm like literally
3/4
so close.
3/4 is crazy.
Like, I'm like this close. Like,
literally no, my sister was 4'11".
So she went up to 5 feet, but I'm still taller than her.
Bro, it's crazy.
Guys, whatever.
My sister, I have a little sister. She's 15 years old.
Okay, to be fair, the story of my height, I was like, I think 13 years old.
Yeah.
And I had a checkup appointment, and my dad brought me. And prior to the appointment, the doctor was going to tell my dad that what my height is for, like, the rest of my life.
Right.
And my dad was like, no, like, just wait to tell her a little bit later on.
Oh, he really had no faith.
And he did it. So at this checkup appointment, they were like, we're going to take your height and your weight. And so it's, like, 4'11 and 3/4. I'm 13 years old, and I'm, like, in 7th grade, I think, maybe 6th grade.
Right.
I don't know. Anyways, so he's like, yeah, so you're 4'11 and 3/4. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, maybe I'll get taller, you know? And he's like,
she had so much hope.
No, seriously, he was just like, so about that, I really don't think that's going to happen for your future.
How do we know?
Like, he was, I don't know, probably hormones.
Science.
Or genetics. My mom's like 5'3 or 5'4. My dad's like 5'5. I have short. It's because I'm Italian. We're short.
This is true. Oh my God. I have this friend. His name is Tony. He's like
Tony. Yeah, that's Italian.
I didn't want to say anything.
We call him Rigatoni. He's like, what is it? He's like huge, but he's like.
Bros jacked.
He's like 5'4.
Yeah, like, no, Italians are short.
How tall is your boyfriend now?
6'1 or 6 foot. Goodness. He's definitely 6 foot, he's told me. He's either 6'1 or 6 foot.
Yeah, what
other
are your
ex?
I think I have one, like, when people are like really rude to customer service.
Yes.
I think it's the most disgusting thing in the world. Like, they work so hard and get paid so little to put up with your dumbass.
You don't know what they're going through.
Literally.
You know? And you don't know, like, why they got the job, how they got the job, why they need the job. You know, like, actually.
You know what? I'm gonna call her out. My mom does this all the time.
Is your mom a Karen?
She's so, yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. If I were to say that to her, she wouldn't know what it meant. She'd be like,
what's
that? But she's so, like, she gets so mad at them when they're, she's
like,
they're,
so, like, see you next Tuesday?
No, she's like, they're going too slow. And I was like, mom.
Maybe. I
was like, she might be mad at me for saying this. She doesn't do it, but she doesn't like to tip.
Yeah, actually, there was one time my mom never tipped, but it was for a
like
good
that.
Reason.
Every once in a while, that's fine. But like, often my mom would be like, "Ah, it's their job, it's fine," and I'll be like, "That's kind of crazy."
No.
They're Heidi. Come on now.
No, yeah.
Me. Oh, you go.
No. I was just like agreeing. Yeah, it's like the moms. My mom's not a Karen, definitely, but like
must
when she
nice.
In the drive-thru.
Oh, when she in the drive-thru.
We have to tell her, like, you're being rude,
you're
and also
much.
You're not explaining it well enough,
exactly.
So they're not going to know. But she, like,
exactly.
would not care.
Exactly.
Yeah. My mom can also be, I think all moms just do too much.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, Jennifer. That's actually my mom's name. Sorry.
It's all
Hi,
love.
Jennifer.
It's all love, moms. It is. I care about you. That's why we're pointing out your flaw.
That's like, but it does remind me of a story, actually. This past weekend, I was at the train station, and there was a Subway. Like, not Subway, but, like, there was, like, the fast food chain Subway, like, to get a sandwich. And it was a really small Subway. And there's two older women working there.
Yeah.
And so I'm... There's literally,
you say,
like,
I also always get sad when I see old people working.
Well,
like,
they weren't too old. They were like probably in their early 50s, like probably close to like trying to figure out a retirement plan. But,
okay.
So sorry. So there was two people in front of me, and then it was just me. So there's the three of us.
Yeah.
And I obviously know how to read, so like I'm by the sign that says, "Please stand here to wait in line or to order."
Mm-hmm.
These two people are ahead of me. By like where you pick out like what you want on your sandwich, and I'm assuming that they already are like making their sandwich. They're standing there looking pissed off, and the woman behind the counter that's working is like, "The line's over here. Like, you need to stand over here." And they're like, "We've been waiting for like 10 minutes." Blah 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 blah. And I'm like, "Oh my god."
Yo.
It'll never be that deep.
It'll never be that. I'll literally just be like, "Okay, just move."
They moved, right? But they didn't even like have the audacity to like want to stand behind me. I'm right here. They're right here. The sign's up here. They just go right here.
Uh-uh.
And I'm like, "You've got to be serious." And I wanted to say something, but I didn't.
Mm.
I was like, "I'm gonna just protect my peace right now."
Yeah.
So,
Kayla, you're 5'4". I wouldn't say anything without backup. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, oh my god. So, pretty much.
I've been coming for her height all day, like,
non-stop.
Genuinely.
It's all the time.
Like, actually, like, as long as I've known her, I'm like, "You're so,
you're
short.
So short."
Like, you're so, she, yeah. Like, I'm so fascinated. Like, when you, like, run, like,
when I run?
Not when you, like, not when you run, but, like, when you walk away,
fast?
I'm like, "What are you doing, bro?"
But I do walk fast.
You walk really fast.
I have a stride.
What's up?
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
You for real?
I'm 6'1". Yeah.
I'm for real. You sure?
What you mean, am I sure?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wait, stand up for me?
Yeah, stand up right now.
Oh, or unless you're plugged in.
I am plugged in, actually.
Never mind.
I'm mic'd up, but, like, this is, like, this is it.
Okay,
like,
I can actually, yeah, that seems accurate.
Yeah.
So,
what you mean? It's on my license. It's on my license. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Silence.
Yeah, no shade.
Silence.
It's no shade. It's
sit quiet.
Just like,
sit
okay,
quiet.
I have a pet peeve.
Okay.
Fake people.
My God, bro.
Very, no, no, no.
The fakest people.
I don't want you to think because we just talked about
it. No, that was actually so funny, though. But no, like, that was such a, what you looking at?
Oh, no, you're talking. No. What do you mean?
You're looking at me like you got a problem.
Nah, because you're the fakest person here. That's why.
No, I was going to say, like, the people, like, when you're talking to someone new, when you're, like, when you've just met someone, and they, I mean, maybe it's because they don't know you. That's, like, why it seems fake.
Mm.
But, like, people that just don't know how to talk and carry on a genuine conversation,
mm.
that, I mean, it's kind of, like,
that's
a
also
little bit
pet
of a
peeve.
Pet peeve.
No,
a little
that,
bit.
Yeah, that is
I don't think
so
it's fake. I think
it makes
it's
it hard to, like,
I think it's
person.
Weird because it's also, like, we're adults and you can't, like, carry a conversation. Like,
yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Did someone not teach
you how
to...
That's a lot of energy going into someone you don't like. You couldn't do it for too long.
Yeah, exactly.
Or people that pursue a friendship because of the benefits. Okay, so, I guess people that hang around people that just, like, for the...
Like, getting something out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Not the benefits.
You know, I feel...
Kevin!
When you know Kevin's laughing, that's how you know the joke was hilarious, bro. I'll say this every time. When Kevin laughs, that's how you know it was good.
He's like, "This is a good show."
Good.
Okay,
I feel like I have a pretty good sixth sense when it comes to feelings. Like, I can get a good feeling out of you. I can get a bad feeling out of you. And
intuition.
I'm like, literally, yeah, a good intuition. I'm so right.
Mm-hmm.
I've never
been
in
wrong.
My life. Have ever liked Mr. Beast. And look what happened.
Oh, Mr. Beast.
And look what happened. I
Wait.
Never...
You don't know that. You don't know it.
What'd he do?
Oh,
bro, you gotta go down the rabbit
gosh.
Hole. There's
what'd he
a whole
do?
Rabbit hole.
Are you?
What'd he do?
Are you subscribed bro. Or something?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Watch every video.
You're like kind of canceled right now.
I love Feastables.
Please.
I do.
No, you're
Put
lying.
The phone down.
I do like Feastables.
I feel like
I've only
lying.
Had it once. I've only had it once, but I like it.
I'm pretty gullible, so
no, I'm
I don't,
dead.
I'm
subscribed to Mr. Beast.
Not.
I follow him on everything.
That's disgusting.
Wait, what do?
He's just
too
like,
much.
You know, like okay,
you, mean?
You know, like how like Shane Dawson got canceled, like a similar sense.
He got canceled for His cat. It's different.
Well, no, not just one that. Of many.
And making like he also like made like really disgusting comments towards like what's her name?
Then boom.
Willow Smith.
There
and like
you go.
Stuff like that.
That's what Mr. Beast did. He really? Got raided by the F. How do you subscribe to him?
Yes, bro.
And then you not know this.
Literally go on Twitter. Literally go on Reddit.
You
literally
can
go, on,
heard, go on LinkedIn and
I know,
you find.
I heard
out.
People yeah. were mad at him because of Lunchly. And
oh, that's one of the various. Things.
I know some people were like. Oh, he committed a war crime.
You've
like my friend
about
Connor
the
said he committed a war crime.
Rosanna Girl?
Yeah. Who?
The Rosanna Girl.
Miss Bake.
Who's that?
She bakes.
She's
are
like,
you okay?
I live in a. Guys, I have a lot of work to do.
You don't even have to be chronically online to know this thing. This is a very like.
Wait, what happened? Guys, am I out of the loop? What'd he do?
He's just like not a good guy.
Yeah, he's not a good person.
He does disgusting things like every other celebrity out here.
Like what?
Well, this okay. I would have to write this down. This it's
okay.
a lot.
Because I'm not saying you guys wrong or anything. I'm just confused because
like,
I don't. I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm confused and I didn't know
I'm
because
you to do
every video, almost every video I see, he's giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to people.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like,
if you're that rich. I can't trust you.
Really? Yeah.
If you're that rich,
yeah.
you're a scummy
care.
Person.
Right.
I don't care
right.
that
scummy.
You freaking helped deaf people not become deaf anymore. You're like,
icky. You're
like,
a pedophile.
You're like,
icky.
Purely like just because they have money?
No.
Okay.
It's just his vibe.
Do you just, okay.
It was just vibe. And then he got raided. I never liked Logan Paul. I never
oh.
liked the Paul brothers.
I'm not going to lie to you. Middle school.
Disgusting.
Middle school.
I've seen them freaking middle school.
Middle school,
girl,
I was a
like,
big Logan
wearing,
kid.
Wearing, like, the shirt, like, the sweater.
Oh, I never bought any of this stuff. But I was subscribed. I thought he was funny. I was also 12.
Until a force incident.
No.
Until,
at 12,
I was
you gotta have better taste by then.
Really? But at 12?
At 12. Everyone that I subscribed to since I was in elementary
really?
School, none of them have been problematic.
To me, they
really?
Like, were like makeup tutorials or like DIYs or like how to
well,
like make
I,
your room look better.
Yeah.
Like random stuff like that.
I will literally go to Twitter and just like pick out random things because Twitter gets it first, TikTok gets it second.
Yeah.
And then YouTube might want to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
I mainly go on TikTok as well.
You might have to get a Twitter account, babe.
No.
Because they got
there's like computer. Weird stuff on there. It makes you, it scares
no,
me.
No. You hate Twitter at first because you haven't gotten into it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get like.
When you're deep.
Yeah. When you get like a week into it, that's when
okay.
all your stuff will show up. And
okay.
then when you're deep, because
okay.
I've been having the same account for years,
mm.
that's when you get. All the real tea.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, you can't be on there for like
a
day.
Sky Jackson right now.
Oh my
god!
That's so that literally
see,
that's so
see
upsetting.
See how it hits
me.
Us now?
Yes.
That's so
yes.
upsetting.
That's
I
celebrity
think,
tea.
Nah,
celebrity
can we just talk about that for a second? Because that makes me so sad. Because like
it's
genuinely,
sad.
She's like, I'm not surprised.
No.
No, I meant.
See, I got some weird vibes from her too, and guess what happened to her?
Mm-hmm.
She was always she, okay. It's funny to be like. Kind of shady and like snappy at first, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then I was like, it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, like it's giving, it's rich and expensive. Like that whole thing off TikTok, did you see those? Like
which
she
one?
Would make food and she's like, it's giving rich and expensive. Like,
no, I've never heard that, but you see how that like.
She would like have like this bougie attitude about things.
Yeah,
that she
it was like, okay, you're rich, you can be bougie, whatever, but
that's
then
okay.
like her attitude, and it wasn't like a cute attitude, it was like a very annoying.
It
like,
was not genuine.
It was, yeah. And
yeah.
like, what's his name?
Yerky.
He has children and like.
Oh, he already has kids.
Yes,
and he's
also
and he's saying stuff like
and
that.
He went to jail. I think he got arrested again recently.
Mm.
And that's your baby father.
Merp.
He must have. He must have some crazy rig.
That's
pumpkin.
Why would you let that happen? And I would tell her. I would be like, "Girl, you better get rid of that. No shade." But
literally,
it's like,
no.
It's full.
I get that.
Like
out
she
of my
got like a few
sure.
like weeks left. Type,
like that's
type
crazy.
Like,
and she seems proud of it.
That's forever. Yeah, she doesn't care.
Like
and that's what I don't like because she never
yeah.
takes accountability for what she's doing. She's
yeah.
not really. I don't think she's. I don't believe she is ready to be a mother. She's. How old is she?
She's like around. 20, she's like 20, early
20,
20s.
Yeah.
Like 21, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like I think she's like my brother's age. Like 2003.
She is.
2003.
Yeah.
I think maybe 2002 latest, but that's it.
I'm like,
oh
yeah,
God, are 20, siblings
21,
the same
22,
age?
Maybe. Like,
are our siblings the same age?
My brother was born. This is so off topic. 2003 was.
Oh,
year.
Okay. My sister was born in 2002.
Yeah, my sister was
2003.
So, and she's 21. So.
My sister's 20.
No, yeah, but, like, Sky Jackson, though, like, did you guys see the paparazzi pictures of, like, her bump?
Yes.
Yeah, so no. I was like, damn, like, she gives no...
It's there, good. Girl.
Yeah.
No, I heard no, even while she was on Jesse, she was like, her and Debbie Ryan were like constantly beefing. And I was like, that's aren't you... So you're like nine. Like, what are you doing? Like, what? What's good with you?
Trying to pop out.
Like, I don't understand. Also, can we talk about how, like, stereotypically, like, horrible Jesse was, like, as a show? Like,
girl.
As a kid, would I watch it? Am I still watching it today? Yes. But, like... Today, like, if a show like that came out today, never fly.
Of course not.
Never fly. Because it was just so, no.
The freaking Peyton List, freaking, I could respect her going, you know.
Wait, what'd she do? No, I love her. What'd she do?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Like, going rebel, like, you know, tomboy-esque. Yeah. But I kind of miss her being, like, a preppy, like, rich girl. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's not her thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
She could be a little better with acting, you know.
You not like her acting?
With her, like, tomboyish.
Oh.
Wait, you know it's not that good. Have you ever been down the rabbit hole of Alabama Barker?
No.
I blocked her because I don't like her vibe.
Me
she's,
either.
Like, a snobby rich girl that, like
tries
likes...
Acts like she's not.
Like, acts like she's black and likes the AVBE. Wasn't she, like, country singing when she was, like, 12? And now she does, like,
she was doing
rap.
Pageants and, like, all, like,
thank
this, like,
you.
White girl.
Yeah. Kardashian, right?
Yeah.
Literally, like, half. And then, like, her dad's, like, the drummer of, like, Blink 182. Like, go listen to his music.
Oh, wait, Travis Barker's daughter?
Yes.
Oh.
Have you seen her content?
No, I haven't, but I'm familiar with Travis Barker.
Guys, this might be
I
a
like
celebrity
Travis.
Episode.
No, I have stuff to talk about.
Oh, my God.
I gotta write this down, but, like, no. Literally, like, this is really annoying. Like, yeah, I had to block it.
Do you know who Trisha Paytas is?
Of course.
Oh my God, who
don't
doesn't?
Like her.
Okay, she's great. I blocked her. I blocked her. I hate her.
I can say whatever. Yeah, she's crazy. She's a smart woman. She acts stupid. That's her brand. She's not a good person, and she constantly shows it. Okay, sometimes she, like, eats sometimes, but it's only when she's calling out other bad people.
Can I just, like, ask you about celebrities for the rest of the episode? David Dobrik.
Hate. Always
pizza.
Hated.
Have you always hated
and
him?
I always hated him. Mm-hmm. I literally always hated him from Vine. I didn't think it was funny. He was making racial jokes, but people liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I never liked his vlogs. Then I'm seeing after he got into, like, his first controversial thing that in his thing, he's literally making fun of a black person, like, giving him watermelon and chicken. And I'm telling you,
this is all that.
Yes. And this is, mind you, while he's still popular. So his fans were watching this and laughing. And
which is,
then.
Like, not good.
And what the heck are these people into? You're telling me that's what you guys were watching this whole time?
Hold on. I got more celebrities.
And his friend Jeff hate him too.
How do you feel about what about?
Did he like almost die?
Yeah.
And
yes.
He almost killed him. David Dobrik almost killed him. What about Sydney Sweeney?
She's overrated. Maybe.
She's a weirdo. I can kind of respect her sometimes, but, like,
no, but
all
her
in all,
branding
now.
Have you seen her, like, her Dr. Squash
girl
advertisement?
That was, like, a publicity stunt for something. I forgot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was, like, trying to feed into, like, that dynamic that she knows that she has.
Yeah, exactly.
Of, like, the male gaze.
Yes, that's what it was.
Like, Jonathan Bailey.
Who's that?
You don't know who that is?
Wait, just tell me.
Basically, he's the guy from Bridgerton. He's going to be in Wicked. He's gonna play Fiona.
Oh no, I don't. I'm not in the Bridgerton.
You would love.
I can't
Bridgerton.
Do anything medieval.
It's too boring.
Or not
my
medieval.
Mom loves that.
Nah,
show.
Guys.
She's
guys.
So into it.
Hear
and
me
like,
out. Hear me out.
No.
Hear me out. It's so good.
No.
Anthony Mackie.
Who's that?
Captain America.
What?
The new one.
Oh! The wing guy.
Yes.
He's all right.
Okay. I
don't know much. Okay. Then let me do more people you know.
Okay.
Chris Evans.
Is that the guy that played...
he is Captain America.
Yeah, he's the first Captain America.
He's hot. I think he did something nasty, though, so I'm not too
he
sure.
He's married to someone 10 years younger than him.
Wait, who?
It's a little
weird. I forgot her name.
Wait, that reminds me of the age gap of Jade from Victorious and her dating the guy that made
Halsey?
The songs.
Oh, wait.
No. You know Victorious?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Gillies?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
that
she dated
gap.
The his...
She's
the director.
Married to him, yeah.
Wait,
they
who?
Have, like, a huge age gap.
Married to who?
Jade from Victoria.
Yeah, who is
she's
she married
like the
to?
To the director.
That,
of what?
Of her Victoria's.
Show. Oh.
And, like...
I don't know if
like,
she's
the
not
guy
married.
That produced the songs, actually. Is,
oh.
Yeah.
The
what's their age
producer,
gap?
I think it's, like... She could be, like... He could be her dad. Yeah.
Daddy issues. Anyways.
I get, like, the age gap, but, like, he's not that cute.
No, but, right. Like, they started dating when she had just turned 18.
You see,
that's weird.
That was
weird.
The weird.
That's
yep,
weird.
There it is.
I'm like, okay.
Robert Downey Jr.
I've always liked him,
but he did something weird, so I'm holding off on my full opinions.
What did he do?
I think I forgot what it was, but I'm not gonna like.
He like almost went to jail for.
I don't know him.
But I love
Iron Man.
Yeah. I don't watch movies like that. I'm sorry.
Iron Man?
I know it. I just have never really.
Have you watched the first one?
No.
Have you not seen Avengers?
No. I would always fall asleep. My brother has, my dad has. I always thought I was boring when I was little. I was like, okay.
You're weird.
I watched.
Like, okay, good night. Can't watch
the
it.
Iron Man movie, like the first one, I want to say maybe like 100 times.
Literally. That's
something you could put on like cinema. Every day and I will literally
cinema.
Watch it.
Cinema.
I literally.
You're weird. What? What's good with you?
You got to get on that.
Nah.
Okay, maybe I have to give me like a list and I'll watch it.
I'm actually going to send you a list of movies. Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, I have a good one. You're going to get, you might walk off because you're going to get so mad. Blake Lively.
That's so obvious, though. I never liked her.
Blake Lively. Have you seen Gossip Girl?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
I'm binge watching right now.
Can we talk about
Gossip Girl?
The controversial?
Penn Badgley? Yes.
Okay, he's hot.
Yes. Yes.
I think he's hot.
And yes. We,
he got
are
this,
we,
like, nerdy, weird look to him.
He's so, his voice is just so.
Wait, doesn't he also play the character of you?
Yeah, he's the main character. Yeah.
He's so.
I think it's coming out December or something.
I'm so excited. I literally could cry. I'm so excited.
I'm so
passionate. So good.
Passionate.
I love this show. I love this show.
Oh my God. Wait, Gossip Girl, are you?
Yes.
Which one?
Shout out Grace. Grace got me into you. I love this show. It is
That's
so good.
It's a little weird that you love it passionately.
I love it. I do. It's so interesting. I love the warped point of view. I love.
Okay, but Beck, best season. Beck for.
The
yeah.
silence is so
no,
loud. The silence
Beck.
Is so
okay,
loud.
Okay, I don't know. Nobody near Guinevere Beck.
Nope.
Don't ever.
Beck. I loved her story. I loved her
She's
plot.
A weird. I've never liked her.
I
never liked Beck. Her character
But she was so
sucks.
Pretty, and like, she Ooh, was just, like,
I
so
loved,
mysterious
though?
And so hot.
You know who I loved? You know who
Maybe
I loved?
Just, like,
and I actually was so sick. Sad that they died. Candace. I
she was all right.
Loved Candace.
I could do with or without her.
Okay, fair. Like, I feel like everything, well, I could be wrong about this one, but, like, everything would have, like, that happened would have happened. That's not true. I was going to say, everything that would have happened
yeah,
if she did wasn't
no,
in the story, but like, the whole
well,
reason he
I
went
that
to
was
LA
kind of
in season
his,
two.
Well, obviously...
Was
no, I think that was that wasn't his like first kill, but I think that's when he first started, didn't he?
That's or that was his first like all romantic kill.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, I guess he kind of fueled.
It fueled everything,
yeah.
And the whole reason like season two happened is because he went to LA because he was scared.
Hated
that she
love.
Was gonna...
Never
no, but,
liked
like,
her.
Back...
I hate. Hate is a strong word. I Just really like... don't like. The fact that people are glazing love in like every comment section because she wasn't a
she was
good
not a good
person either. Like she
they're
was,
all
love should have won.
No,
oh, I support love.
They're
Why?
All the
she
whole premise is that they're terrible people who
yeah.
honestly deserve.
Which is like the point of it. It was the point of view is to romanticize that
mm-hmm.
like killing and like we like him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but like mm-hmm. love was never really that interesting.
Love Quinn.
What a name.
Yeah, like, literally, like, Love Quinn.
What a name.
But, I mean, okay, have you guys seen the interview, like, as, like, the actual actress? Like, I actually like her character.
She's lovely.
She's very transparent.
She's
I think
lovely.
So.
Both of them, like, Penn Badgley and the character, I'm sorry, I don't know her name, but both, like, they both, like, are so transparent about how terrible. Like, they see,
yeah,
like, how
so
terrible
bad.
These people really are.
Because
and
people,
not
like, overlook
back.
That a lot.
Exactly.
People are
exactly.
like, oh, no,
and
we're
I am,
supposed to...
Well, I am guilty of this at times, 100%. No, I'm just not being honest.
No,
I
sometimes I
exactly because it's like their protagonist. Like this is what they want. Obviously, I'm a gullible little motherfucker. I'm obviously gonna.
It's
know.
On purpose, you know. It's supposed to be like
exactly.
That, so I don't even feel too yeah. too, you know.
Well, like,
exactly.
Back to like the whole like Blake Lively thing.
Right. Right.
So like back to her. Oh my God, what's the name of the movie?
It Ends With Us.
Yes.
I
That whole promotion was so
movie.
Bad.
Yeah. I loved it.
I disagree.
You scared me.
I disagree.
Wait,
I disagree
nah, what are your
you.
Vibe? What are your vibes on me now?
I never watched the movie, but I
really
no.
But
the promotion was
obviously
terrible.
Yeah.
The promotion was really bad. It pissed me off.
Oh my God.
Because I was like
every press interview, I'm like, what
people,
the hell is this?
People who've gone through this same situation need to be. It's triggering. She was like, oh, it's yeah. funny, it's happy, like, it's
what
sad.
What are you
and it's
talking
like,
about?
Why would you say that? Like,
no,
that's such a terrible
just,
thing.
It's just so, like, disconnected. It's like, you
it's
just, like,
so
wanted the money, you wanted the role, because, which actually, she apparently auditioned for Glinda. I'm so glad that she didn't get it.
Imagine that would have went all the way down.
No, can she sing? Like her.
No.
I don't think so.
Ooh, how do you feel about Ariana Grande?
Don't like her.
Really? I mean, fair. Didn't she break up like
she
Slater?
She did everything.
She did everything.
She
checked every box.
She checked every box. I don't like her. I used to love her. Okay. She was my favorite character on Victorious. I have the same name. And I was like,
He's like, shake my head.
You weren't supposed to say it.
I didn't say it. But I always resonated with her, and then they made her super stupid, but also like, okay, whatever. And then I was always rooting for her because the end of the iCarly Victorious collab, where she started singing, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm rooting for her to have like an actual music career.
Yeah.
And then she did. She's really good. But then at the time, like, I already like, we like grew up a little more, obviously, so I wasn't still in tune with her.
Yeah.
And then she got super popular. I was like, okay, cool. And then she kind of made some like corny music. And then she like did the little lick the donut thing, got the guy fired, I'm pretty sure.
What donut?
Like something like that.
Like really?
And then she just kept getting like.
Oh, wait, no, wait, what donut?
She like went to a donut store, literally licked a donut, thought it was funny, and like put it back.
She licked the donut. She's like, I hate America.
Yeah. She's like, I hate America.
And then
like went to an interview and like laughed about it when they like brought it up. And it's like, oh, so you didn't like grow from this event. You just thought it was just stupid.
She's just popular. Wow. Also, she catfishes like every race possible.
Black Yana.
She was black. She was Latina. She was Korean. And now she's
just like white. Really, really white. Like
just
really, really
pale.
White.
Also, they zoomed in on a picture of her hair. I'm pretty sure it's a lace front. Like, it's not her real dyed hair. I don't know. Someone zoomed in.
Because they had to dye her hair. I heard this rumor, too. They had to dye her hair, like, so many times that, like, it just burned her hair.
Oh, I saw, like, she got, like, chemical burn bangs or something. Yeah. And then, they got rid of it.
Ooh, her hairline's probably receding from all those ponytails.
You want to know something crazy I heard last night? This one's, like, really out there. How do you feel about Dakota Johnson?
I don't know who that is. I've only heard
of
that name.
She makes me laugh. I kind of disagree with she's like the best actor. She's like, it's kind of all right. She's kind of all right actor. I have nothing negative to say about her.
Give me
she's
a second.
Just not my oh, boy.
No, this, I don't think this is true, but I'm just like, that's crazy if it is. Basically, she went to Dakota Johnson, went to a coffee shop, asked the barista, hey, can I go in the back and make my own coffee? They were like, oh, no, sorry, you can't do that.
Why even go to a coffee shop? Make
Hold on.
Hold on.
She proceeds to lock the doors of the coffee shop.
No,
and be like,
that's got to be fake.
But here's the thing. Someone responds to that and be like, oh, my God, I was a barista at this place. She did it to me then, too. Like, the same thing happened. So
she
I was like,
locked the doors.
This can't – we would have heard about this by now. But the thing is like, her team was asked about this. They said no comment. So I was like –
she's always been a weird person.
Make coffee
like,
at home.
My thought process was like, there's no way. Like, it's Dakota. No. Like, that's just not. But I'm also like, the dots. the dots are coming a little too close for comfort right now. It's
She kind of gave me like kind of Audrey Plaza vibes. Mm. She's a little weird.
Do you like Emma Chamberlain?
No.
She's really? Too basic and like. I don't know. I mean,
you listen to our podcast.
Not anymore. So for a while I was, but like her rebranding, like, okay. So I liked her like beginning of like her YouTube era, you know, when she was just like a basic vlogger.
Exactly. I used to watch
like,
her.
That
was
reasonable.
Really
and
young.
Then like she gave off like this persona as, oh yeah, even though when I gain more popularity, like I'll always be real with you guys. I'll always be real with my audience, but it's changed. And it's just, she's just too deep into it now that it's just not as, you just can't connect to it as much.
Just, like, kind of like Shane Dawson, like, you're, like, insanely, insanely rich, and then you, like, act like you're poor. Mm. And it's, like, we know that you're not poor. Yeah. And then you're, like, try to still be relatable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I've been stopped like her, but, like, especially when, like, kind of solidified it was when she was, like, being really dirty. Mm. Like, and then she would, like, tell us all the dirty stuff. And then she got, like, she did something where she was, like, I'm not that dirty or something like that. But I'm, like, girl... No.
What are your thoughts on Alex Earl?
She's a racist.
Don't like her.
You know what don't she like freaking her. Did? I'm who's pretty that? Sure I could be like lying. But she, what is it, copyrighted her racist tweets or patented
it
or something? I don't
she
know.
She was also, she was never like confronted either. And I'm like, really? Like, really? Like, let's be so for
no,
real.
I never liked her either. Because she was
spell
I heard
her
she
last
was
name.
Always
E-A-R-L-E. She, like, blew up on TikTok for, like, looking hot, I guess. And, like, I guess, what else? There's, like, other, oh, she was being transparent about, like, acne and such. But, like, whatever, I guess, you know, like. But, no, like, I swear, people that blow up on TikTok, they end up not being good people. Or just, like, any social
media. Bryce Hall. You know what? My fault.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening
episode. I hope only allies watch this because I'm scared.
We did not mean to get that deep, but it's okay.
We'll see. But, yeah, thank you guys for listening to today's episode, and we will get back to you soon.
All right.